Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of Resilience is My Beauty with yours truly, Tawanta J. What's going on, family? How are you all doing? I hope all is well with you. Well, you know what's up. Come on in. You know, well, you're already in the house, right? Because we haven't gone anywhere. But just go ahead and grab you something to drink, whether it's coffee, tea, apple juice, whatever, wine. It doesn't matter. Whatever that makes you comfortable, just come on in our special room. Have a sit down. Take a breather. Right? Prop your feet up. Take a deep breath in. And exhale slow. What's up? What's going on, family? I missed y'all. How are y'all doing? I hope everyone is doing well. In spite of what is going on around us, I pray that all is well with you and your family. I pray that, you know, that you have just, you know, in enjoying each day, you know, and thanking God that you are here and that your family is here, that you are together. I pray that everyone is doing well health-wise and, you know, you're taking it easy. I pray that, you know, that everyone is really taking advantage of this reset, this pause right now, and you are actually really, you know, reevaluating some things in your life, you know, prioritizing some things in your life, right? Well, listen, y'all, I definitely am doing much better. I'm feeling much better. I can say that I'm probably like 95% better. Right? Thank God. Oh, I'm so grateful to be alive. I'm so grateful. Woo, to be here, y'all. You just don't know. For those of you who have not heard my story, if you didn't listen to the episode from last week, definitely go check it out. But, you know, I have talked about where, you know, I've survived the virus myself, and I'm the one that I wasn't around anybody. You know, it was airborne, and you know, I got it that evening, and it just eventually started to get worse, and worse, and all those things. But let me tell you, it's only by the grace of God that I'm still here. And I never had any issues with my health at all. Thank the Lord. You know, I am a healthy person and all those things. So I didn't have any additional health problems, you know, on top of this virus, you know. It was just, you know, the virus itself. That virus is very, very deadly. It's a serious, serious virus, y'all. And like I said, it's by the grace of God that I survived and I made it. I'm telling you. So yes, I'm thankful that, you know, that I am feeling better. I'm doing better. I'm more active, and I admit it is a process. This is a process healing. Okay, I want you to understand that it's a process healing, because not everybody bounced back after 2 weeks of being in isolation, you know, and all of that. Everybody's body, you know, is different, and you know, my body is it's not bouncing back like, you know, like I said, like some people have bounced back. And thank God for those who did, you know, got back on their feet, what have you, after 2 weeks or whatever. But I know for me personally, I had to really listen to my body and just take that time. Whatever I could do, I would do it. And then from there, I just take a chill pill so my body can still continue to heal and be strengthened. And all of that, right? So yes, you know, I am doing much better, thank God. I'm climbing up them stairs, you know, and going down the stairs and all of that. But, you know, as I said, I'm still healing, you know, because it's hard to describe it, but it's just, that virus is just no joke. Like I was telling my daughter yesterday, I was like, it just feel like it's still like a little bit of it still lingering, you know, in my senses or something, you know. But I rebuke that in Jesus' name, okay? Let's keep it real. We're going to rebuke that, right? And just keep it moving. I'm just, like I said, I'm just so thankful, you know, that God had healed me and delivered me and set me free and all those things. And, you know, and I continue to pray for all of those who have experienced this virus personally. You know, if you are one of those individuals that you are, who are listening to my voice and you are a survivor of this virus, you know, stand strong. Don't give up in spite of the symptoms that you are still fighting. You know what? You are strong. You are healed in Jesus' name. Definitely. You keep on pushing and persevering. Don't give up. Just take your time. Do what you can do. And just allow God to heal your body, you know, and just embrace life and be thankful for life, right? So, of course, you know, a lot of us, of course, since we are in our homes and everything, that we, you know, trying our best for the most part not to get so consumed, you know, listening to the news and, you know, hearing about the coronavirus and, you know, the pros and the cons and the good, the bad, mostly bad than good. I mean, you have a little good news every now and then about people going home and all of that, which is absolutely amazing. But, you know, but you're still hearing all the scary stuff, which is, you know, actually reality of what's really happening, you know, not just the virus itself, but what is how it's affecting the economy, how it's affecting people's, you know, livelihood, you know, emotionally, spiritually, mentally, financially, all of that, you know. And, you know, you know as well as I know that, you know, over a million people have signed up for unemployment. That is huge, you know, and the numbers are still rising. The numbers are still rising, you know, because people who have been home, you know, they had a job, right? But now they're finding out from the companies that they work for that they are not working anymore, either because the company is shutting down or because they are, you know, resetting themselves and, you know, trying to figure out some things, because this virus has affected everybody. I don't care who you are. Even if you did not get the virus personally, it's affecting you too, okay? In some form or fashion, it's affecting you too. And, you know, a lot of people are really stressed and anxious and worried and angry and hurt and all of that. And I think you have seen it in your neck of the woods, you know, where people are starting to protest. They're going to the mayor's, you know, location or the governor's, you know, location and protesting and everything. That's what's been going on here in my neck of the woods here in Michigan. You know, they recently, you know, protested in front of the governor's office and all that because, you know, she put out, you know, this mandate about, you know, staying home, and there's some additional things that, you know, that we are restricted of doing for the time being. And people are just not happy. People are just totally going so, you know, erratic. And it's just amazing, you know, what stress and what fear can do to people. And we have to be careful of not allowing, you know, not allowing what we hear on the news to distract us and have us to go a different route and have us to start, you know, acting crazy and, you know, becoming overwhelmed and getting scared. And, you know, because when you do things, when you are in fear, you start making some erratic moves. You start making some moves that is going to cause more harm than good, right? And we need to be careful, right? We need to be rooted and grounded with God's word to keep us focused and to keep us on track and not get distracted and overwhelmed by, you know, what the world is still, you know, what is spewing out. Because the world is lost. The world is still in confusion. You know, they don't have it all together. They're still trying to figure this virus out, you know. And people are speculating and all of these things. And like I said, when you don't have full documentation, when you don't have the full knowledge of some things, people go ahead and make some crazy decisions and start causing more fear and more damage than ever. So I wanted to talk to you about not stressing. No stress, no mess. That's basically what I'm titling this episode. No stress, no mess. Don't start none, won't be none. You know what I mean? So, beloveds, listen, I want you to know that, you know, it's okay, you know, to express your concerns. I'm not saying that you can't do that. You know, it's okay to, you know, to express your concern. God wants us to be honest with Him and to talk to Him about some concerns when it comes to your finances, your job, and your livelihood, your living situation, and all those things. You know, but at the same time, He doesn't want you to be afraid and allow those issues to dominate your thinking and have you to fall into the darkness of fear and panic, right? In Romans 12:2, He says, do not conform to this pattern of this world, but be ye transformed by what? The renewing of your mind. And so you have to learn how to renew your thinking. Once you have talked to God about the issue and your concerns and your worries and your fears or what have you, then allow God's word to renew your thinking, right? He said, then you will be able to test and to prove what God's will is. Which is what? His good, pleasing, and perfect will. So we need to, you know, stay connected to Him, stay in His will, and not be affected by the confusion of this world, the disorder of this world, you know, the fear in this world. Do not be consumed by that. Do not allow that to transform your thinking in a panic mode, you know. And there's so many people out here today that are stressing out as we speak. People are waiting for the money. People waiting for the stimulus check to come in and all of that. And it's not going to come like in the next 7 to 10 days. That's just not how it's working. It's not going to work like that. It's going to take some time, you know, because you're talking about the whole United States of America. You know what I'm saying? So that money is going to be distributed out the way how they have it set up. You know, and it's going to require patience on your end. It's going to require patience. And, you know, but in the meantime, don't put all your eggs in one basket. Don't be so dependent on that. I want you to go ahead and just start putting all your eggs in the Word of God. How about that? Putting all your energy and everything on Him. Okay, because I know there's people probably checking their mailbox more than ever, looking for that government stimulus check, child. I guarantee it. And when it's not in their mail, they get frustrated. And here it is a few weeks later, you know, thinking that it's going to be mail all at one time, that everybody's going to get a check all at the same time. No, that's not how it works. No, it's going to take some time. You know, you will get what you are supposed to get. And I pray once you get it, that you will go ahead and pray to God about it so He could give you instructions as to how to use it. Okay? Don't be crazy and just go ahead and cash that check and then go ahead and go buck wild crazy with it. And then when this virus has ceased, then, you know, you will probably be in a financial stump. Where that money could have been a blessing to you and help you pay off something or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So you got to be real smart with that, you know, and any other additional monies that will be coming down the road to you and your family, right? But yes, I want you to realize that don't get so caught up into what the world is doing. Because they still don't know how this virus is how it's going to continue to affect. It's affecting them too, and what I mean by that is it's affecting their pockets. Oh, you better believe it. It's affecting their pockets. I guarantee you, there's somebody up there in the government that probably had a cow fit, a baby fit, you know, and was totally in disagreement about passing out money to the people. Oh, you best believe that. You best believe somebody's griping and moaning and complaining and just kicking the chairs and everything in between, fussing and cussing and everything, saying that, no, we should not give them the money. There's another way that we can be able to help the people, blah, 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 blah. You know what I'm saying? And this is going to be going on for a hot minute, you know, because the rich don't like to be, don't like when their money's being touched. And here's the thing, it ain't their money anyway. You know what I'm saying? Oh my goodness, they already nervous. They already having a moment. But see, I know that God is in control of everything. He is doing something new each morning. He's doing a new thing. And today as we speak, I truly believe that God is already turning things around in the government, in the president's office, in the Oval Office, in the mayor's office, in the governor's office. He's turning things around for our good. You know what I mean? And that's what you have to start renewing your mind, saying that God is doing a new thing on my behalf, on my family's behalf. You know, he's doing a new thing for the church. He's doing a new thing for the ministry. You know what I'm saying? Even through the midst of this storm, even through the midst of this wilderness that we in, God is doing a new thing. And we have to look at that and not continue to be conformed into the world's way of their actions and behaviors and ways, right? And here's the thing too, that you gotta understand, when you know, even though this is a stressful situation, it is a scary situation indeed, but you know, in the midst of all of that, God has peace for your life. When Jesus, before he left, he said, I give you peace. In John 14:27, he said, peace I leave with you. My peace, not the world. Come on. Because see, the world, they give you, you know, the peace don't last. You know, it don't last always. It just doesn't, right? But Jesus said, I leave with you my peace. My peace I give to you. See, he's giving you peace. That's a gift right there. He's given you his peace. He said, I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your what? Your hearts be troubled. And what? Do not be afraid. How many people out there now are allowing their hearts to be troubled? And they are afraid as we speak, because the numbers are not lying to you as far as million plus people signing for unemployment, and people are still trying to figure out how they're going to pay their bills once this is over. Because I'm already seeing on social media about the stimulus check, people already putting out these warning signs and stuff like, well, don't spend your money, this, that, ever, because once this is over, for those of us that didn't pay their mortgage or didn't pay their rent 3 months, they're going to come back and they're going to, you know, charge you for those 3 months back up, that back rent, that back mortgage, this, that, or whatever. And people are reading this stuff and they are taking it all in. Now, I don't know if that's true or not, but I'm not going to sit here and stress myself out and allow my heart to ache, you know, over what is not, that may or may not be true. If it is true, God got me. If it isn't true, God got me. I am allowing God's peace to take complete control over my mind, over my heart, over my soul. Period. I cannot afford to lose myself or my mind, my sanity over this, because there's not going to be any solution. You know what I'm saying? It's going to become more and more of a problem for the world. But if you are in God's, if you're with God, there is peace. There is joy, right? And there's abundance of joy. And so Realize that, beloved, that if you are stressing about something right now, go ahead and pack and talk to God about it. Like, yo, for real, just say, God, I need to talk to you, because this here is a bit too much right now that I've been carrying. And that's the thing. He doesn't want us to carry the sins of the world, he doesn't want to carry the problems of the world. He doesn't want us to hold on to that stuff. He wants us to, you know, to commit to him. Because he has already established the plans for your life. Remember that, right? Because in Proverbs 16:3, he says, commit to the Lord whatever you do, and he will establish your plans, right? He already has it laid out for you. So a lot of us are out there worried about, you know, when this is over, how I'm going to pay off my bills, because now I don't have a job. And now people who want to apply for a job, who knows, it may not happen the way they want it to happen, because now these companies, they are reconfiguring, they are, you know, remodeling or whatever they're doing, you know, they are getting set up here, and they're going to have a whole new different plan, different rules, different stuff, you know, guidelines, you know, and, you know, that's going to, you know, that's going to slow things down for other people. You know what I'm saying? And that is really a worrisome problem for a lot of people. People are wondering how I'm going to pay my phone bill, how I'm going to pay my gas bill, how I'm going to, you know, take care of the my kids, or how I'm going to, you know, provide and all of these things. And I get it. I understand that. Trust me, I do. But do you know this is something that people were dealing with before the virus even came? People were dealing with the same problems, with the same hurt, the same frustration before the virus came. And now that the virus is here, now you know, you hear and you see and you feel the pain of what people have been dealing with. This ain't nothing new. It's new to some people because, yes, some of them had the job, already had a job or whatever, but guaranteed people were still struggling. They were still dealing with some issues. But now it has increased even more because a lot of the jobs are, you know, shutting down. A lot of the jobs are, you know, they are being affected too in some form or fashion. But you do not need to worry. Even if the enemy comes in, even if somebody comes in and say, girl, how do you know you ain't going to have a job by June? Or how do you know that? You just say, I'm trusting in the Lord because he already has my life established. Period. You know, and that right there is the peace. That right there is peace speaking. Come on, somebody. That right there is peace. You just say, you know what? I give God praise because God has already established my life for me and my family. So we are just going to rejoice and be glad and give God the glory. And we're going to enjoy the day that he allowed us to see. That is peace. That's God's peace. That is his peace speaking through you. No stress, no mess. Right? Because you don't have time for that. Been there, done that. How many of you have been stressed before? Because I told you a while back that stress, it can kill you starting from the inside out, y'all. I'm telling you, it can age you faster. It really can. It can even shrink you down a little bit. Like it can, you know, your height, it goes a little bit lower. You'd be surprised what stress can do to the body. That's why Jesus had said to cast all of your cares. All of your cares is nothing but stress. All of the issues, all of the things that you cannot handle, that you cannot fix, that you have no control over. You know what I mean? Even if you participated in the foolishness or not. Even if it came out of nowhere, another issue, you cast it all to him. Right? Because he cares about you. He cares about your well-being. He cares about you 100%. Right? And you got to stand firm. Right? Stand firm and you will win life. No stress, no mess. You stand firm. Enjoy the beauty of life. Enjoy this life more abundantly. Right? Girl, I ain't got time to be stressing over, you know, what's going to happen in the next couple of months or whatever. Because right now, you know, it's been said, well, it's saying everywhere, really. But, you know, they really not going to do anything until maybe June, as far as, you know, us getting out of our house. You know, some states are talking about getting people out early. And I think Florida was one of them where they have allowed people to go on. I don't know if it was one particular beach or mostly all the beaches. I'm not quite sure, but I did read something like that on social media. And now it's like a whole bunch of folk and people are complaining and mad because it's like, how do you know that they don't have the virus and this, that, or whatever, you know? So that's a frustrating situation right there. And even I think in Georgia, if I'm not mistaken, they are considering, if they have not already, to allow people to start coming out of their homes or whatever. Now, don't quote me, but I know I could have seen something like that. But, you know, the majority of other states and cities, they're like, no, you stay home. It's dangerous to make that move because they still don't have the remedy of this virus or how to really, you know, nip it in the bud. So people's lives are still at risk, you know? And I know those who are extroverted persons, you know, you got to get out the house and all that stuff. And not just out your house and walk around your house four or five times or whatever. Or, you know, or walk around the, you know, the path in your subdivision or whatever. I mean, you know, you want to literally just drive and, you know, go to the beach if you live in those states or whatever. Or you just want to go somewhere. And I get that frustration. But see, that's where God's peace come in, because even when you are uncomfortable and you start to feel unease, that's when his peace will come and fulfill you and sustain you and, you know, help you not to get stressed in your mind and allowing your mind to start, you know, transforming you to start thinking negative and to talk negative, you know, and act negative and all this stuff. Because people are doing, you know, like I said, they're doing crazy stuff because of fear, because of frustration, because of bitterness and all those things, right? So, yes, God, Jesus leaves his peace for us. And why not take advantage of that? He is giving it to you. He said, my peace I give to you. Man, come on. He's willing to give it to us. I'm taking full advantage of it. That's a beautiful gift right there. Because I need my peace. I need my peace. And I can tell you right now, I have peace. I have his peace. Even when I was very sick in March, I still had his peace. You know, even though I was feeling miserable, even though, you know, I was concerned, all of that, yet God's, you know, God's peace was right there. And that's what kept me, that's what carried me, that's what sustained me, that's what woke me up, that's what, you know, got me out of my bed, helped me to go to the bathroom, helped me to get in my bed. That's what peace was doing for me, y'all. And I hope that, you know, his peace is working on you too. You know, this is the perfect time to really start building that relationship with God. This is the perfect time. You know, you on pause right now. You cannot make any excuses about, well, I don't have time, or I need to do this. I got to go to the doctor. I got to pick up my kids. I got this. I got a meeting to go to and this, that, or whatever. You can't do that now. Now, you probably can start saying excuses like, well, I got to go cook. Well, I think you're tired of cooking at this point. You know, I think you need a break from cooking. You know what I mean? Well, I got to wash clothes. I think you tired of washing clothes now. Come on now. Come on. You know, you ain't got time to make it any more excuses. This is the time right now to come on in the room and have a talk with Jesus. Tell him all about your troubles. Right? Tell him all the stuff, all the gunk, all the dirty, all the ugly, all of everything, right? So he can, in exchange, give you his peace, because he wants us to be in peace. Even through the midst of the storm, he wants us to be in peace. And if you think about it, in the wilderness, with the Israelites. You know what? I don't even think they realized that they were in the midst of God's peace even then. God took care of them for that whole 40 years. Their clothes didn't get singed. It didn't get worn out. It didn't. There was no holes. You know how you wear an outfit or wear a shirt or a pants, and you had that pants or that shirt for a good numerous of years, and it starts to fade out. It starts to, you know, through the wear and tear, it starts to rip a little bit and everything, and that's your favorite shirt or your favorite lounging pants. You know what I'm saying? And after a while, you know, you're going to have to get rid of it because it's just not wearable. But here in the wilderness, they didn't have to stress about that. They didn't realize the peace that God had bestowed over their lives. They didn't have to worry about no food. They didn't have to worry about no water. The temperature was fine. It was comfortable day and night. Come on now. God had prepared a meal, a fresh meal at that, every single day. What? And even if there was danger around them, yet they were safe. Wow. Yet they were safe. And here we are today. We're in our wilderness. We're in the wilderness right now with this coronavirus and any other additional issues that's been causing strife in your life. But if you really look at your life right now and look how good God has been in your life, how he has kept you, how he has provided for you, how he has sustained you, he has sustained your health. You are still moving and living and breathing, right? That, you know, even if you had lack of funds, yet God still provided and supplied your needs. Come on. His peace has saturated your whole entire household. And that's why we cannot continue to get so blinded and distracted by the world with all of this confusion. We need to be transformed by the renewing of our mind and know the will of God. Knowing that we are all good. Everything is all good. That I'm blessed and I'm highly favored. I'm blessed and I'm highly favored. You got to say that. I'm blessed and I'm highly favored, right? No stress, no mess, okay? Because see, here's the thing. You have control over that. You have control over whether or not you want that stress to come in your household. You have control over that, whether you want that, well, you want all the issues to come in and start causing chaos and confusion, you know, on your kitchen table. You have control over that. You can block it or you can allow it to come in. It's your decision, okay? Everybody is going through something. But we have the power to say, you know what? I'm not going to allow this to get to me. I'm not going to let this thing seep in my spirit and have me to get depressed or get anxious or to get worn out and to start feeling defeated. No. Mm-mm. I'm casting this garbage. I'm casting this problem. I'm casting this issue. I'm casting this virus. I'm casting the lack of whatever into the hands of the Lord in exchange for the peace that he's given to me. Come on now, right? That's the attitude you have to have. And we have to also realize when God gives us this peace, you know, it comes joy. It comes joy in there as well. In James 1:2-4, he said, consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, where whenever you face trials of many kinds, and Lord knows we have a list, right? He said, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance, let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. Come on now. And as I said before, you know, when people are afraid and you know, overwhelmed and anxious and stuff, they start making anxious impulse move. And they're doing it out of fear and they're doing it out of lack of wisdom, knowledge, information. You know, they're allowing that fear to dominate their thinking and have them to ignore, right? Have them to ignore, you know, what God has been showing them and saying to them all along, right? And we got to be cautious of that. Because it's not even just the world outside, it's even in your house. Because you got family in your house that don't like being indoors. And you got family members in your house right now that's already complaining and fussing and all this stuff. Like, oh God, oh, I'm so sick and tired of being in this house. Like, man, I just want to get out and just, you know, when is this going to end? You know, you got people like that right now. Mm-hmm. And you might have to walk away from them and go downstairs in the basement or go upstairs in the attic or whatever just to get away from that craziness, you know? But you're going to have to stand up and say, you know what, listen, I know it's frustrating. We are all dealing with this, darling. But do not put us in this position, you know, have us to feel even worse or, you know, become even more anxious because of your insecurity, because of you being afraid. We're not going to have that in my house. In this house, we're going to serve the Lord, and we're going to be glad in it. No stress, no mess. Don't start none, won't be none. Right? Don't start one, won't be none. It's just that simple. Right? It's just that simple. But yes, consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters. Seriously, you know, because when you receive the peace that Jesus had left for us to have, that's also joy in there as well. You know, you have joy in my soul, down in my soul. Come on now. And when that joy seeps in, baby, you just take that day as the best day ever. Even though you've been stuck in the house all day with your kids, running around everything, and you play games for a bit, or you washed your hair, or you cooked dinner, or you didn't cook dinner, you still in your lounge outfit or whatever, yet you still have joy in your heart. And you just thanking God every day. You know, and you just having a wonderful time with him, you know, and he is strengthening you, and he knows that you get weary. We all get weary. We all get tired. We can, you know, we get overwhelmed, but that's the perfect time to go to him directly in your little room, in your secret place, and let him, you know, let him stir you up, you know, let him strengthen you, you know, go into the green pastures and let him fulfill you, honey. With his word, you know, and he will do that. And then when you're done, guess what? Your day will be the best day ever, one of the best days ever, right? He wants us to be, you know, to continue to be consistent, you know, to persevere for the truth, for his truth, you know, to not give up, allow, you know, people or issues to distract us and whatnot. He wants us to be fulfilled and not lack anything, you know, not lack anything in regards of, you know, your ministry, in regards to your life, you know, your spiritual life, your marriage, and all of that. He wants us to be filled up 100%. Whole, right? In spite of what is going on with this virus, he wants us to be whole. He doesn't want us to lack anything, right? So we definitely have to learn to really open up and appreciate the gift of peace, right? And just embrace it every single day. Lord, I thank you for peace. I thank you for rest. I thank you for the joy. I thank you for a sound mind. I thank you, Lord, for your presence in my life, in my home. I'm just grateful. I'm so rich. You know, I'm so blessed and grateful for my family. Right? And here's the thing, too. See, he wants us to come to him, as I said before, because a lot of us are still dealing with the issues of, you know, trying to, you know, speak our truth. Because, you know, a lot of people are carrying a weight of issues and problems, and they don't really know how to communicate with other people. And even people in their own household, they can't really talk to them, because some may not understand the level where they are right now and all of those things. But Jesus said in his word in Matthew 11:28-30, he said, "Come to me, all of you who are weary and burdened." And he said, what? "I will give you rest." He promised you that. He will give you rest. He said, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me." Learn from me. Get the wisdom from him. Get his wisdom. Get his knowledge. "For I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest." There's that word again. "For your soul. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." So he tells us right there, listen, if you are weary about something, if you are overwhelmed about something, if you are still, you know, if you are anxious about something, come to me. Come to me. Talk to me. Talk to me. I'm a great listener. And that he is. He said, "I will listen to everything. I will give you my undivided attention. I would not reject you. I would not deny you." Come on now. He said, if you are overwhelmed, if you are tired, if you are broken, if you are depressed, oh my goodness, he said, "Come, cast it all to me." He said, "I will give you rest, beloved. Because I want you to be at rest. I want you to be at peace. I want you to have joy more abundantly." He wants you to take his yoke. Take it upon you and learn from me. Start learning from God. Get back into his word and find those scriptures that will truly be a blessing to you, that will feed your soul. So you know the promises of what God will do for you, what he will continue to do, what he has been doing for you, right? "For I am gentle and humble in heart." He's such a sweet, loving God. He wants to embrace you with his gentleness and embrace you with his love. He wants to wrap you in his arm. Wrap you in his arms. He wants to just cuddle you, you know, and nurture you and fill you up, you know, with his anointing, fill you up with his peace, fill you up, you know, with his joy. Why not talk to him? Who does not want that, right? Because the world ain't going to give it to you, baby. You know, you go out now and try to ask questions or get, you know, try to figure out, you know, well, how long is it going to take? I need the money. I need it. The world ain't going to be nice to you. And I think you have seen that countless of times. Even before the virus came in, you saw it. But now, since we are home and we are watching the television, we are hearing things and seeing things through social media, you see that the world can be very nasty, very cold-hearted, right? And when you try to share your story or try to tell them your situation, some people don't want to hear it. You know, some people are just totally cold-hearted, right? But that's not who Jesus is. He is kind, he is gentle, and he's humble, and he wants to help you. He wants to help you, right? He wants your soul to be restful, right? He doesn't want you to be stressed and overwhelmed and anxious and angry and bitter and depressed. You know, he doesn't want you to continue to go to bed at night crying and wake up in the morning anxious and upset and crying. And then you're hearing all kind of different information from the news, from social media, and through people, from family members and stuff, talking about whether the virus is going to keep us in the house for another couple of months. Or, you know, the stimulus check ain't coming. They say it is, but it ain't coming. I ain't hear nobody getting the check, this, that, or whatever. And this, that, you know what I mean? You hear all kinds of stuff. Well, that stimulus check may not work because, you know, they're only giving us so much to the household, and, you know, and we can't spend it, because if we spend it, then, you know, once the virus is over, then we're going to get hit with those 3 or 4 months, you know, that you know, we didn't pay for our bills. Then we're going to get charged for those additional months along with the bill that we had previously owed, and this, that, or whatever. You know, you hear all kinds of stuff from people. You know what I'm saying? And that can really do some serious, serious damage. It could have people make some crazy drastic and, God forbid, some deadly decisions. Now, I have not heard in the news about anybody committing suicide or because of this virus, you know, the how it's caused so much chaos in their homes or whatever. I haven't heard of that, and I pray it does not come into existence. But when you are dealing with this type of fear in this world, that will be contributed to that, because that falls under the line of fear. People get afraid, they get anxious, they get overwhelmed. You know what I'm saying? And God forbid, they make the unmentionable decision. And I pray that does not be the case, you know, for the people that you love, or even for yourself, because you best believe there are people who are depressed right now more than ever. And if you know someone that has been dealing with depression for a while, even if you have not connected with them, please do so. Talk to them, cheer them up. Don't even bring up the virus. You know, now if they talk about it, just tell them, baby girl or my brother, I get it, I understand. But trust me when I tell you, this too will pass, and God will see you through it. He will see you through it. You know what I'm saying? So I want you all to just enjoy the day. You make that choice to enjoy the day. You have that decision now, you know, because God has allowed us to see this day. And so it's your decision whether or not of you going to embrace, you know, the day that he has gifted you with, that is enriched with his grace and mercy, brand new grace and mercy. Every day is a brand new day with new gifts. Every day. That's including peace. That's including joy, you know. So take advantage of that. You don't have to pay for that. Come on now. You know what I'm saying? And another scripture that I want to pour out to you in Philippians 4:6-7. He says, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation by what? Let me hear you. What you say? By prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. Right? We got to be thankful. Give thanks. Whatever it is, in every situation, in every trial, in every challenge, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which what transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Jesus Christ. That is a perfect ending to this podcast. Oh my goodness. And the peace of God. Who does not want peace right now? I told you my peace is very, very valuable. Okay, I have learned about that. And if anything is causing any kind of conflict with my peace, I don't want to have anything to do with it. Whether it's a person, place, or thing, I don't want to have anything to do with it. Because I'm not allowing anything or anybody to compromise my peace. You know what I mean? And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding. Wow. Will guard your hearts. Will protect your heart and your minds in Christ Jesus. So that's why I said, beloved, we got to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. Our minds need to be focusing on the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for you and what he is continuing to do, right? You know, start thinking of good things. You know, think of good things, man. Think of all what he has done in your life and before, you know, even now, right? Don't allow the world to continue to bombard you with all of the craziness that they're going on over there on their ends, because they still trying to figure it out too, child. They still trying to figure it out. So you cannot just take everything all at heart of what they, you know, what they announce, you know. But because I will tell you this, God is working through all of that now. Don't get it twisted now. God definitely is working through this. okay? Because there's a lot of people out here who have been rejected and denied, you know, in terms of money. You know, some things, you know, there was some monies that people were rightfully due and they never got it because people cheated them out their money or what have you. Now, God is switching some things around where people are getting what was taken from them and they're getting double. Come on now, they're getting double. I'm telling you, and I had said this before, you watch how God is flipping this thing. He's going to flip this thing around. He's doing it right now. You know, the first will be last, the last will be first. Come on. A lot of people's debt situation, I speak it in the name of Jesus. It's canceled. I declare it in the name of Jesus because God is working this thing out. He is working it out. That's why he wants us to stay rooted in him and trust him in the midst of this storm and not get so overwhelmed about what's going to happen once this virus is gone. You know, don't worry about your rent. Don't worry about your mortgage. Don't worry about, you know, your job. Don't worry about the bills. God is taking care of it right now as we speak. You stay rooted and grounded in him. Trust in him, beloved. I'm telling you, my sisters, do not give up. Do not give up. No stress, no mess. Don't start none, won't be none. And that's real talk. That's real talk. So enjoy your day. This is the day that the Lord has made. And we shall what? Rejoice. Again, I say, rejoice and be glad in it. And that's what he wants. He wants us to rejoice. Be glad in it. He wants us to be happy. He wants us to be at peace. He wants us to be joyful. He wants us to embrace. And he wants us to build fellowship with him more than anything. To build a relationship with him. And that's what we need to do while we're on pause. Because yes, once this is over, then he expects us to go ahead and dominate on the assignment that he has already prepared us for. So there should not be no lacking, no slacking, no doubting, no pouting, okay? No complaining, no moaning, no groaning. You know what I'm saying? No excuses. Now we know what we're supposed to be doing. We know what we're supposed to deal with, what we're supposed to handle, because God got us. He has prepared us. He has equipped us. He has reshaped us and remolded us. We have made a decision, right, to be on the forefront with God because he already got us. He has already established our life. So no stress, no mess. Enjoy your day. I hope this blessed you, my beautiful sisters. I hope this truly encouraged you. I hope this came right on time because I know for sure that a lot of us out there have been anxious about some things, worrying about some things, and fearing some things and doubting some things. So I hope this truly has been the seed that, you know, that you've been praying to God for and that, you know, you have truly had willingly taken this seed and planted it in your heart. And I hope and pray you take the next step, and that is to go to talk to God about it so he can reveal some things about the life that he has already established for you. Come on now and be exceedingly glad. Because what he has plans for you, beloved, oh, it's going to be on and popping. Okay? It's going to be on and popping. Because you know what God does, it's always good. It's always beautiful. He loves to spoil his children. And who doesn't like to get spoiled? Come on, sisters. Hello. So listen, y'all. I hope you have a great day. I hope you stay safe and stay in your homes. For those of you, that are not able to stay at home, you do have to work, and especially those who work in the medical field and those who are in, you know, in law enforcement and all those things. You know, I praise God for you guys. I thank God for you. But you know what? God has already established your life because he had already knew this was going to take place in your life. So be dismayed. Do not be anxious or what have you. You just go ahead and give it to the Lord. Trust him. All is well with you and your family, because I know a lot of you are worrying about, you know, the virus spreading to your household and all of that. And I also want to give a quick shout out to you know, to the funerals, to the funeral homes. Because I see, too, that they are having a lot of issues, too, where they cannot, that, you know, they have pretty much denied of, accepting, bodies because they don't have the room for it. And so, you know, that's taxing to them. That's hurting them. But, you know, they are overwhelmed because when they do go out to retrieve the bodies, they have to go into locations where they have to find the bodies. You know, it's not like when you go to the hospital and they have a morgue down there. The morgue is overfilled because a lot of people have been passing away, you know, and now they got to find them. And now some places, some areas, they have donated like refrigerated trucks and stuff where they can put the bodies in. And now they have the bodies all displayed everywhere and they have to go in that truck to find those individuals that passed away. And that is so overwhelming. So my heart goes out to the funeral homes, to the funeral directors. Y'all keep them in prayer, please, because you don't know what they have to go through. You don't know what they have to deal with, right? Cover them in the prayer. I'm serious about that. So we're going to close out with a prayer. I love you all so much. And if you want to support this podcast, my Cash App is $TWANTA. That's TWANTA. Thank you in advance for the blessings. I truly, truly appreciate it from the bottom of my heart. You know I love you, my sisters. And I love my special guests, my brothers. I cannot dare go out off this podcast without saluting my brothers. It's so good to have you. I truly appreciate you. So again, have a great, great day. Enjoy your day. Enjoy your family. But more importantly, no stress, no mess. Enjoy the peace of God. Abundantly. So Father God, thank you for this opportunity. Thank you for this platform. Thank you for the fellowship. Thank you for my family. Thank you, Lord, for allowing us to see this day. I pray, oh Lord, that what you have ministered through me, that it has truly blessed those viewers, those listeners. I pray that it came right on time for them because God, you know your people, you know their thoughts, you know what's going on in their hearts. And I hope and pray that they will truly open up and they will talk to you and cast all their cares and burdens and worries to you so you can, you know, give them rest. They could be at rest and they can enjoy the peace that you are willing to give to us each day, God. Help us to truly enjoy the beauty of life. Help us to truly enjoy our loved ones and take the time out to really reevaluate, you know, our life before this virus is completely gone out of our lives forever. Help us, oh Lord, to start to restructure and to replan and to reset and to seek your counsel because you already have our lives established. You already have it set out for us. Help us, oh Lord, to just come directly to you and to share with you our thoughts and our visions and our dreams and ideas. And help us, oh Lord, to listen to you, oh God, and help us to truly appreciate what you have for us. Because you want us to live our lives more abundantly. You want us to be joyful and to be glad and not to worry about a thing, even through the midst of this chaos and this storm. But yes, you want us to enjoy with gladness and with peace. We thank you, Father God, for this day. And we give you praise, O Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.